This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Today, President Biden announced the opening of the application for student loan forgiveness. A beta version started up over the weekend. Beta version meaning some issues are still being worked out. But according to the Department of Education, if you submit an application, it will be processed. With more than 40 million people eligible for debt relief, this is the largest operation of its kind in the department's history. Now, the federal government has struggled with giant logistical operations in the past. Recall the rollout of healthcare.gov if you need an example. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more on how this effort is going.
The application for debt relief almost seems like a form of adult homework, so it might be appropriate that 28-year-old Edward Van Ostrom, who's now a public school teacher, got a nudge from their mom last night to fill it out.
I got off the phone with my mom and she was like, did you do it yet? In the way that moms do.
So Van Ostrom did. They owe about $28,000 in undergraduate student loans. The form was super simple. First name, last name, middle initial optional, social security number, and ticking a box that they fit income requirements. It was all so easy, it left Van Ostrom feeling a little annoyed.
So that's why I was like, well, why couldn't this just be applied automatically? Like, all the information you asked me for, you already have. You're the government.
You know, it's a totally valid point, right?
John Fansmith works in government relations at the American Council on Education. He points out that legally, the IRS can't share information with other agencies. So it's all on the Department of Education to verify income, find out whether applicants received Pell Grants, and eliminate the proper amount of debt.
It's a lot. I mean, multiply that by 44 million people, there's a very complicated process to do something that seems outwardly very simple.
A spokesperson for the Department of Ed says the testing period will help it uncover any possible bugs before the official launch. And there's a lot riding on it. Betsy Mayotte is president of the Institute of Student Loan Advisors.
Consumers, unless they work in it, they don't understand what goes on in the background. So it can be really easy for them to lose patience. I already had people this weekend that filed their application on Saturday and Sunday night were asking why their forgiveness hadn't shown up yet.
Because when you do your homework, especially as an adult, you want credit for it. In Baltimore, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
For a step-by-step guide on how to navigate that student loan forgiveness application and check if you're eligible, head over to marketplace.org.